A new report has found that 53% of Yemeni people are at risk of severe acute food insecurity. This comes as the two sides of the Yemeni civil war meet in Sweden for peace talks. On the agenda for this latest round of talks between the Yemeni government and Houthi rebels is a prisoner swap and increasing the flow of aid into the devastated country, since fighting in the port city of Hodeidah has restricted food supplies. Kara Wagner spoke to Dr. Ben Rich, lecturer in international relations at Curtin University.
These are just the latest in a ongoing round, a series of talks trying to resolve the conflict. The last example of which the Houthis didn't even feel the need to show up yet. This is kind of a symbol of their sort of confidence at this stage of the conflict, that they feel they're not on the verge of losing, which is what the Saudi-led coalition have been trying to push for a while. And at the moment, we think there seems to be a bit more pressure on them. You've had the US government come out in the last month and essentially say we need to end this, to wind this down. Concurrently, you've seen a stepping up of the pressure by the Saudi-led coalition in terms of the intensity of the attacks, airstrikes inside Yemen. But this doesn't seem to have seriously tipped the scales in the actual conflict itself.
How is the international community responding to the food insecurity?
Well, quite poorly. This has been something that aid agencies have been warning about, actually, for several years. And it's an issue that really predates the war but has been intensified by the war. There was a Red Cross report that came out in the last few months that basically suggested about 60% of the entire population of Yemen is food insecure, and around, at this particular point in time, 10 to 11% are what is classified as severely malnourished. So they're already experiencing the effects of this famine. On top of this, we also have about half the population having no access to healthcare, about 60% of the population having no access to clean water, and nearly 80% of the population reliant on some sort of aid to survive at this stage. The big point here is that not so much that there isn't any food, but the price of food has gone up so much that people just simply can't afford it. And we're also seeing that the major points of ingress for international aid, particularly the port of Hodeidah, is under siege at the moment, a major flashpoint in the wider conflict. And about 70% of national aid actually flows through this port, and that's basically frozen at this stage.
How much of an impact does Australia's arms sales to Saudi Arabia have on the Yemen campaign?
We are a fairly small supplier of arms to the Saudis. In the grand scheme of things, the overwhelming majority still remains the United States, but we are certainly playing our minor role in that. If memory serves, we've actually expanded our arms sales to the Saudis since the start of this conflict.
Are these talks likely to lead to any agreements?
In the case of Yemen, we have both sides really can't afford to lose and also don't see themselves on the verge of losing. The Saudis and their allies in the Emirates have really kind of thrown everything into this conflict. There's a lot of stake in terms of prestige, in terms of actual regional military credibility. One of the reasons why Mohammed bin Salman, the Crown Prince, really pushed for this was a sort of a demonstration of the military capabilities of the Saudi regime, which have always been very much doubted by international observers. And the problem is if the conflict ends now, if they are seen to have lost the conflict at this stage, that's going to do a huge amount of damage to that credibility, to that project. The Houthis on their side don't really see that they are on the back foot here. They basically fought the GCC coalition to what is effectively a standstill, and they are in no way, shape or form ready to collapse anytime soon.
Dr. Ben Rich, lecturer in international relations at Curtin University, speaking there with Kara Wagner.